Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is back, and so is Esalita and Stevie's relationship. And we finally figure out what is up with Young Jock's hair. Keep it locked after Buzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. I picked this song. It's a special shout out to our girl Tommy. I'm not going to give it up now, but I'll let you know later on in the news segment. Yes, so as you can see, we're a little bit short-staffed tonight, but... Two is better than none.
Yeah, girl, listen, short staff, we represent. Okay. Is my mic up? Oh, okay.
Well, anyways, what's going on, guys? I'm Olivia Gabri, a.k.a. The Real OG.
Yep, and y'all know me as I am Stefan, but I just want to say I may be going by the name Free Love from now on. Shout out to my dog, Kanye West.
Free Love?
Yeah.
Who's the rapper who we call Love now?
Puff.
That name's already taken.
No, free love. Free love.
We add the free.
Free love and free thought, Kanye West. Blew my mind. I agree with my guy.
Too bad he's not on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah,
he'd be the one storyline that matters, since there's literally 65 different storylines going on at once. I can't even keep track of it all. But
let's do it then. Let's keep track.
Let's get into it. Okay, so we open the episode and Sierra is with her man's BK Brasco, but she keeps on talking about Shooter, and that's making him angry.
Yeah, and I get where she was coming from. She's like, listen, we're supposed to be best friends. Mm-hmm. So when you're building a relationship with somebody, you want to be best friends, right? Friends before lovers?
I feel like I would totally get sick of, like, as much as it's consuming your life and you're bothered by it, I feel like I'd be like, yo, I'm here now. Mm-hmm. No need to worry. Except... BK isn't shit because later on we find out that he's not only seeing Sierra. So who the heck is he to dictate who she can talk about and who she can't talk about?
I hate to say it, but that's the typical male ego, right? So he's already got something on the, he's got literally two equal relationships. He's dividing himself between two women. Like he said, both of them are in love with him. He's very proud of that to share with his friends. But the fact is, the male ego is, I don't want to hear the half of me that I'm giving to you, I don't want to hear you talking about some other dude.
I want
100% of you, and you can have this 50 of me.
Well, I hope she finds out soon, because, like, screw him for guilting her for speaking about something that's absolutely consuming her life right now. Like, you're there to be supportive and be a best friend. But,
yeah.
I mean, if you're just giving that other half away to some other chick who is supposedly friends with Sierra, or used to be friends with Sierra.
Yeah, that's messy of BK.
Obviously, shit's going to get a little sticky.
And then, you know, you insert the white girl. Like, it has to be said. So that's going to be really something else. You know, it's a whole other thing. What I think's going to... Well, I don't want to tell you what I think's going to happen. We'll save it for predictions.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we can save it for
I'm going to write that down. BK prediction. Mm-hmm.
So you don't forget. I just briefly want to touch on the Mama D situation. You know, her husband is back on drugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, MIA. But she still wants to stay by his side. And she's... confiding in KK, who also has her own problems, right? Because her Scrap's not coming home.
No.
And she's trying to hit up, what's Scrap's baby's mom's name? Tiara?
Tiara, yeah.
She's trying to hit her up to have a meeting, and Tiara is completely ignoring her because she thinks that Scrap's coming home.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to get involved in the drama, but really, I feel like his mom's just calling to let her know that he ain't coming home.
You know, and I... you can't blame TR because she's gone through a lot of ish with Scrap's mom, KK. Is that
yeah,
KK.
I guess. She
was horrible. They had a horrible relationship. So you can't blame her for not wanting to talk. At the same time, you do have her grandchild. Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, but apparently she's not even trying to see her own grandchild.
I know, but everybody says that. The way their relationship worked before, previous, KK was heavy in the grandbaby's life. King is his name. She's heavy in his life. So
I feel bad for Tierra, though, because she's out here telling everybody that Scrap's coming home, and he's not.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he's not coming home.
She looks foolish. She's getting all set up.
To go back to Ernest and Mama D, I used to love Mama D. Mama D, now Ernest is smoking crack. He went backwards in life. He's
and
back
she's
on
glowing
the crack.
Up.
And she went, so I didn't understand with Ernest having a relapse, why would she go and get all that surgery? Like, was that to comfort her, what she was going through?
I think internally she's going through some struggles. And maybe it makes her feel better about herself if she...
Oh, feeling better about herself. Let's talk about the boy toy that KK brought over. Like, this is a Nurse Bay. I was like, sex slave? What is this dude?
She's glowing up for a reason. She said she still, loves her husband, wants to work things out with him. But, like, at this point, why? Just move on. Like, you have a lot of other things going for you. Like, you're literally a different woman now.
I kind of get it, though. Don't cut it off because Mama D's got to be, like, 65?
Yeah, she's pretty old.
Yeah,
but
you want somebody that you could grow old and live life. Scrap moved away. Scrap's having kids, more kids. Things are all, a little scrappy. I got to, clarify.
Yeah, you got to clarify the Scraps.
Scrap and scrappy. And who does she have? So,
well, she's got to explore her options.
Yeah, but all you're going to get is a little beat down. Like, KK is fine with the beat down. Mama D is more relationship motivated. She's going to want a companion.
Yeah, well, that's not a very good companion. She needs to, get back on the market, but...
Ernest, we pray for you in the rehab, bro.
Pray
for
Ernest.
We don't want to see anybody go out on crack. That sucks.
But, speaking of wanting companions...
Yeah.
Estelita is finding herself a companion. Mm. She's trying to get booed up by Stevie J. He laid the Mac down. He talking that voice for just a quick minute.
Yeah.
And she's already wrapped around his finger.
I mean, was there ever any doubt?
But you could tell he's not down for it and it's pissing me off. I'm like, you just fell into his arms so quickly. He just lays down the Mac and she's already like, oh, we're just friends, trying to clarify the relationship. And he's blatantly avoiding the question.
I mean, number one is Stevie Jedi. Always got to tip my hat,
My God.
And because it is Stevie, I have to respect the fact that he just mesmerizes these women. She's in a whole different world. Like, she literally is a different person in the last two episodes.
I know.
Than we've seen the entire season.
And she's mesmerized. She's like so about it. And I wonder if even herself watching these episodes, she realizes damn.
Oh, we're going to see in the reunion. We're going to see in the reunion. No, but she got the,
dude.
What is it? Mesmerized by the D? She got it.
He slept over her crib after the business meeting. And now she's like, babe this, babe that, trying to be like, I know what's best for... Like, oh my God.
So I just feel, can there be a business? There's no more business meetings when you're doing this, right? They're having sex every day. They're sleeping over each other's. I mean, they basically live together. They're kind of in a relationship temporarily, as I know Stevie.
At this moment.
Yeah, at this moment. I don't know.
Can you mix, do you think you could mix business with pleasure like that? I feel like it never ends up.
It never ends well, and you can, but I don't think you should.
Because there's no, like, It's not long lasting.
No,
there's the second you like shit goes wrong personally, like it blows up your whole. I can't respect you after I just like rashed on you and hated on you. Like, you know what I mean? You can't just turn it off and pretend like nothing's wrong.
And let's keep it 100. After everybody's been having orgasms, it's hard to force somebody to put your album out or be firm about, you know, wanting to get some things moving in your career. It's like, girl, be quiet.
You think he has less respect for her after?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. But it's not the other way around. It seems like she has even more respect for him after he lays it down. And it's unfortunate because it's like, I don't want to fall into those like stereotypes of like, you know, like, I want the male to, I mean, the female to be like in power. Don't give Stevie all the power. Like,
it's really weird to me. And it shouldn't be because these people are not smart, right? for the most part, they're not really, you know, they're not really intelligent. But it's weird to me that you can't see that Stevie possibly is going away to face some jail time.
Yeah.
So naturally, before I go away, I'm just putting myself in the position of Stevie. Naturally, I want to amend the relationship and have as much sex as I possibly can with you. And then I'm going to go away.
And that's it.
And when I get back, things will be different. We don't know what it could be. Maybe you're not there. Maybe I'm not feeling the same. Anything could change. So he's just buying time.
Because it has an expiration date.
Yeah.
Literally. So he's like, oh, yeah, say what you... boyfriend, sure.
Say anything you want right now. Anything you want right now. Just keep
Let me just get what I want out of this.
Keep
and
doing
we're
what
all
you do.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, because then when they had the meeting about the showcase, right? Mm-hmm. And enter Brittany, enter Keely. They're... Brittany looks like the bad guy.
Sure.
And what I couldn't stand about the situation was, like, Esalita was acting like she had the whole situation on lock. She's like, babe, I told you she's the problem, but don't worry. Like, I got this showcase. I'm going to hold it down. And in Stevie's confessionals, he's like, I'm nervous because there's no way that she can handle this herself, but I got something up my sleeve. Like, I got another artist on deck. First of all, who's his other artist, do you know?
It's Stevie J, so he can't ever look like he doesn't have the situation under control. But the fact remains, it feeds into my point. As much as he's like boosting her right now to feel like she is the queen of Danger Zone. Is it Danger Zone?
Yeah. It's Danger Zone.
I even hate that name.
I know.
She's the queen of Danger Zone. He's boosting her head. Her head's through the roof right now. The fact is, he don't even believe she has enough talent.
No, because she does. She doesn't. She doesn't.
She ain't got a name. She ain't got talent. And if I can get her a photo shoot and I'm good for like 2 months,
I mean,
I'm going to get her a photo shoot.
If he got that much just out of a photo shoot, like God knows what he can get out of a showcase or something.
Is there
other
even
shit.
A Penthouse magazine anymore? I know Playboy still exists. But barely.
Actually, I was listening to a Breakfast Club interview, and this woman, Lorena, she's like an older comedian. She got the same shoot as Stevie J.
Oh,
so it's like, do you know who she is? Like, nah, not really. So to put, like, she said they rented a mansion. They got to pick whatever talent they want, whatever look they want. So she picked like this Fabio looking man and like this redhead and all this other stuff. So in my head, I'm thinking like, oh, so like it must not be that big of a deal if like other people are doing it too, you know? So there is a magazine, but like.
And it probably helped
not
them.
Not very well.
Mona, I see you. It probably helped to have Love and Hip Hop attached to whatever was going on in that mansion.
Yeah.
Because they need the numbers. They need the boost.
Mm-hmm.
And on the flip side, it gives some content for the show.
Yeah.
So,
and it makes it look like Stevie like is
he did something legit.
He did something. Oh, I heard of that magazine before.
Right,
hey,
right, right.
Okay. Well,
I got you a photo shoot.
I mean, so after that meeting that they had, it was just a big old brawl. I feel like everybody wants Keely out except for Stevie and Esalita seem to think that she's like got everything on lock and she's popping.
Yeah. Oh, I think they feel like she represents enough. She can handle herself in a ghetto, fabulous, musical environment.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's a mistake to get all this beef in with Britney because she's the only like legitimate artist.
But is she? Keeley outed her and said, Ross don't even follow you.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't follow her on Instagram. Yeah, is that, like the dead giveaway?
Yeah.
It like all depends who if he follows you on Instagram, like, or it ain't real.
You know? Like, if you unfollow me right now, they'd be like, you don't know Olivia. I'd be like, what?
She doesn't even follow you on Instagram.
That would hurt
my
feelings.
That's true. That's, like, the dead giveaway of how people, like, break up, of who's friends, who's fighting, who's close. Yeah. Like, do they even follow each other?
You take those pictures down, everybody's like, dude's being your DM, like.
But I've heard Ross talk about her before.
Yeah, I mean, it could
but
happen.
But maybe it's just, like, that was a long time ago, I feel.
And if there's, like, a developmental artist, you know, they might get a mention.
Yeah.
But, come on.
She was, like, the only female artist that he was, like, out for at that time.
Yeah, well, at that time. I will say this about her.
I don't know anymore.
I don't think Keeley's wrong. And I say that because she opened by saying you're very unprofessional and you got to figure out how to handle yourself. All right, so you're already an African-American female with orange hair.
With orange hair.
So you got to have a better demeanor, I think, than, like, I liked her hair when she did the little cut bob thing she was doing. That was a lot better. It seemed neater or something. I don't know, cleaner. God. Anyway.
More Ronald McDonald's, like.
No, I thought that was cuter. I thought that was cuter. But she's got to have a better, she's just got to be more diplomatic. She can't come into every situation having beef and raising her voice and walking out on everything.
She has to approach it differently.
Or she ain't going to get nowhere. Yeah. How can you get anywhere?
I guess you're right in that way. She does kind of walk into everything with already a fixed attitude, already rashing on everybody. Like, I understand her anger, and I definitely have been her in many situations where I just want to rash everyone out because I can't stand them. But, like, no one's going to listen to you if you're coming in with that energy. You have to be more strategic about it.
Of course, because you have an end goal in mind. Are you trying to get somewhere or are you just trying to be a bitch?
Yeah.
You can be a bitch all
day. For the storyline, but the storyline isn't like, you know, you got to get something out of this if you want
at least
your
get an
shit
album
to last. Yeah,
at the end of the season, you got your little cameo. And
just put it like tied all up in a bow real quick.
Yeah, darn.
I don't know.
Don't blow it.
So moving on, Rashida finally set some boundaries, though.
Oh, Lord.
Like, do those even count as boundaries?
I wish you would have started with this because this was the biggest trash filler that I've ever seen.
I couldn't help but think, like, aren't you ruining your furniture and your wall and with that
First
tape?
Off, like, we all know damn well Rashida ain't put that tape everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, that looks too perfect. I was like, that was very well done.
Yeah.
And they got a nice little PA to lay it down.
Sure. Shout out to the PA that put all that tape down. He's like, that was me. That's me. I had to do all that work.
Gets it in the credits, tape
layer. At like 5 in the morning, the PA's taping up for the shot later. Anyway, I don't know. I don't really have a lot to say about it. Kirk is still, I think, handling it well.
Mm-hmm.
Super humble. Super just happy to be here. Thank you for having me back.
I will stay on my side. It's totally fine.
Do whatever you say, Rashida. That's the way you get back in. I mean, he got a girl pregnant fully. There's a child on the earth.
Yeah.
You have to say yes, ma'am, to everything.
But I kind of have a beef. I'm not really sure if my beef is with Rashida or if it's with him because she's asking like, oh, have you seen your kid? And he's like, nah, not really. I see him on Instagram, da, da, da. And then in his confessional, he's like, oh, I just want to get on your good side, whatever I have to do.
Sure.
But it's like, so you're neglecting this child in order to be on Rashida's good side. So is that your bad or is that Rashida's bad for not speaking up and being like, hey, look, regardless of what's happening with us, you need to, that's still your kid and it's not the kid's fault and you need to smarten up. But she here is like, oh, you only see him on Instagram? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
fine.
She didn't push for it. Yeah, no, I agree with you. That would be Rashida's fault. I think Kirk has proven with all of the kids that you've had, you and your Adam's apple,
that
he's a very good dad. He's in the kids' lives. So if he's not seeing his kid, that's on some other boundary that's being taped.
Yeah, but really, is that he's not wrong for making that decision?
I got to make my house right first so that I can get there.
And fuck this other kid?
No. I'm going to get to the kid, but I got to get my house right first.
The clock's ticking. The kid's like, how old is he now?
He's two.
Like, he's not 2 weeks. He's not 2 days. Yeah. He's 2 years old. Like, come on.
Point taken.
We got to keep it moving.
Yeah, I guess Kirk could say to Rashida, hey, let's just have a quick dialogue about how we should go about this. Because yeah. I got to see my son.
Like, at least address it and come up with a solution yeah. instead of just sweeping it under the rug.
I agree.
You know, you're acting like he's very passive. But the second that Rashida brings up the fact that she wants her personal trainer mm-hmm. in the video that they're making, he puts his foot right down.
Of course.
He's like, actually, this is my business venture. And I brought you into it. And it's a no for me.
I'm just going to circle back to my earlier point with BK. The male ego is huge. So there's no way that I want you talking about another dude the whole time we're out. And ain't no way in the world I'm letting the dude, the big muscle-bound dude that's fixing your lights and training you, stretching you, and doing whatever else he's doing.
Oh, my God.
Sweating with you. He ain't gonna be in a video with my girl.
You're yeah, crazy. But she knows where she stands. She's like, actually, he is.
Whatever.
Because I said so. And he's just like, whatever.
Yeah, for right now. That ain't happening.
Yeah, like, I'll let it pass for the sake of avoiding the fight. Right. But when yeah. it comes down to it,
I'm
nah.
just glad I'm in the house. I ain't gonna say too much.
Yeah, like, baby steps. Uh-huh.
But that dude ain't gonna be in the video.
Oh, my God.
And why are you making a video? But we don't care about that.
Yeah, like, cool. Still don't understand the video. Can't, but love to see it. Can't wait till it comes out.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that we finally addressed Jock's hairstyle, because last week we were ragging on it and I was like, honestly, I don't even understand why, like, what is going on. And apparently the rest of America thought the same, because he addressed it on the show saying everyone was ragging on him for his hair.
Yeah.
And somehow that led to him opening a hair salon.
Yeah.
But no one even thinks your hair looks good. So why should we go to your hair salon?
You know, I thought about it. And your initial reaction to Jock's hair is like, whoa, what are you doing? You know, it's all permed out and waved out and whatever, whatever. But after I thought about it, trends start and then they come back around, right?
Okay.
So if you go back to, I'll say maybe the 50s, 60s. You know, old school African-American culture, there's a lot of finger waves.
Yeah.
There's a lot of perms. And basically, that's just bringing that whole style back.
So he's bringing it back, is what you're saying.
And I think it'll be a hit, especially in Atlanta. It's smart.
So we're about to see, like, other dudes walking around with that hairstyle? Are yeah, you about it? Am I about to see your hair that way?
Stop it. Stop.
It's a Stefan, it's a trend.
No.
They come back around.
I don't follow trends.
Oh,
I live my own life. Free thought.
Okay.
But I'll say it was probably like 50s, 60s. And then back in the 70s, that came back because all the pimps back then had the lovely hair. And let's not even, I'll go even later. In the 90s, Cat Williams.
That's a single person.
I know, but he was trying to bring it back.
And did he? No. So Jock could potentially be the next Cat Williams,
he could
but
be
nobody
there.
Else would be on the bandwagon. So we'll see how it plays out, I guess. I don't know.
You got to put it out there. If you don't try, you don't win.
Yeah,
I don't know what the statement is.
I mean, I hope his hair salon pops off, you know? Power to him, making moves outside of music.
Yeah. A lot of that's fake, too. I hate to say it, man, but God bless. Black men now are starting to get a lot of fake hair done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of, like, the painted ins. What do you call that? Like, when they, like, kind of, like, spray it?
Yeah. I'll think of it in a second. I can't think of it. Dang, where the group chat at? They would have told me. Anyway, I can't think of the name.
Are you down for that? Or are you just, when it's time, bald?
Thank God for me that
my hair is so flawless.
No, it's not. It's like, I got the recedes.
Oh!
But I'm like, you know, at this age, my hair would have already been balded if I was going to go bald, which is great. So I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I'm good. For other guys, hey, you got to do what you got to do. One of my best friends, he had to go completely bald. And he's really? Like mixed.
Oh.
So he had like long flowy hair for years. And now he's like.
And then he just had to cut it all off.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be like heartbreaking.
It was tough. I didn't even recognize him because he's in Florida.
Oh, God.
And I'm out here and I was like, you changed. He was like, bro, I had to give it up. It was back further and then further.
Oh, no. I don't even want to think about things like that. It's like. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're good. You got the Italian worst. Genes, so.
Yeah, so luckily I'm just always hairy. Ew. Okay, well, obviously Miss Conversation Piece isn't here, so I just couldn't fill her place with the lyrics, but nice. I do have some knowledge to drop.
Drop some knowledge.
I guess this could act as the special segment for tonight.
Okay.
Called How Much Do the Love and Hip Hop Cast Make?
Who
do you think, I mean, including last season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, who do you think is the highest paid cast member?
Including last season,
mm-hmm.
I would have to say maybe Stevie.
It didn't list how much Stevie was making, but Jocelyn was making $500,000 a season.
Yeah, she was.
But that's like the high of the totem pole, sure. And then there's Tommy who makes $17,000 a season. Right. So it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it's a big drop off.
But then. I know we were wondering how Kurt was buying all those Bentleys, mm-hmm. and like supporting all those children. He actually makes $300 a season.
What?
And wow. Rashida makes $25 an episode.
Okay.
So I get it must be a contract thing, whether it's season per episode, whatever. And Lil Scrappy makes $200,000 per season.
Yeah. He's no longer on, but.
And
yeah.
I mean, well, he's coming back according to the previews for next episode.
That money runs short in Miami, Scrap.
Yeah, so he's coming back to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he has a special surprise, but who knows what that is.
It's the new baby.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was too. They were like, "Do you hit the lottery?" He's like, "Something like that." It's like, a little different.
I got my girl pregnant.
A little different. Yeah, but the lowest paid is Tommy, who's 17, and Carly, who's 50 per season.
Okay, I see.
But that's
per
still,
season.
Yeah, not per episode.
Oh, shoot.
But that's why. Why does Tommy make so little? She's out here supporting her whole family. Like, where are all the bags coming from?
Girl, I don't know. In Atlanta, though, you could stretch that 17 a season or episode.
The article I read said season.
Damn. I don't know. I don't know what she's doing. Tommy's a mess, bro.
Yeah, I feel bad. Like, so that's a nice segue into our news and gossip segment.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right.
This
so,
just in.
Okay, don't try to copy my move. I'm the main anchor here. I feel like our news and gossip is always about poor Tommy. She's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
I was actually really sad because this episode, my two favorite characters are missing, Tommy and Erica. Maybe they're hanging out together. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe they got together.
But
who knows?
Hopefully they get together before Tommy maybe possibly goes to jail because she's officially been charged for attacking a mall employee.
But it was bad though. There was black eyes involved.
Oh,
it
really?
Was, oh yeah. She
I wish
her
I
up.
Knew had like more details. Like
they
why was she
was
so mad?
Slapping.
Her name was Daniela. She must have really been disrespectful.
Also, Tommy's constantly drunk. So
oh.
You ever had that edge when you were on the sauce and you like what'd
and
you
someone
say to me?
Just yeah. is just wrong person, wrong time.
Yep.
Yeah, well, she's going to her court date is within the next week, and it is for this case as well as her DUI case.
Sheesh.
So hopefully she shows up because now there's two warrants out.
Tommy.
And but I hope she makes it through because she's my favorite character and I want to see her on next season making more than 17.
We want to see you win, Tommy. It breaks my heart that she
Team Tommy.
She's got this whole alcoholic situation. I wish there was something we could do, you know?
Yeah, it's reach out, you know? We got you.
Also, I didn't show you this. There's a blast from the past. I wish I could show you guys.
Oh God, who is this? Is that Kirk and Rashida?
That is Kirk and Rashida. I don't know if y'all were looking.
Oh, God.
I think it was on. What
I wish we could show.
I know. This is on, I don't know.
Dang, that's how long they've really been together?
They've been together since they were, like, kids almost.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of a way we could, like, it probably
I was
like
to show it to y'all, but there's no way you can see it. But
he looks the exact same.
Kirk looks the same. Rashida looks like a baby.
Yeah.
Like,
she's still,
like
has baby fat.
Yep, yep.
Wow.
Super cute. But that's why I say they're never breaking up.
Yeah, they can't. I feel like once you're that comfortable with somebody and you made it this far, it's like breaking up would be so inconvenient.
Yeah, y'all could do the tape around the house and all that for a couple days, but... They ain't
It'll
going
be
nowhere.
Back to normal.
Rashida
no
ain't going
time.
Nowhere. Kirk ain't. Kirk will step out.
But he'll be back.
He'll be back.
He's going to step out, but he'll be back. Oh my God, whatever. Okay, let's move into predictions because I'm really interested to hear your BK. Good thing you wrote it down because you almost forgot.
Yeah, yeah. So, for my first prediction, I would like to say that... First off, it's so crazy that BK is on the show. I know they're trying to tie in the hip hop, and he does have some hip hop ties and history, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know why a Brooklyn dude is in Atlanta that strong.
But isn't Erica also from New York?
Yeah, but it makes sense for her on the show. Did I just stab myself with this pen through the thing? That's weird.
Oh, yeah, it's looking like it.
Wow. Yeah, but she was on the show. Oh, which I wanted to say, ADD mind. I was thinking. How much did they have to pay Erica a season to come back?
I want to know. It wasn't included.
It's
so.
Got to be like 200-300K.
Yeah.
Because she was like.
But still not as much as Jocelyn.
No, Jocelyn blew the whole. She blew everything up. She made and then left.
She robbed them and bounced. She's like, oh, this will have me good for the next year.
Next 2 seasons. I'll take 2 seasons off.
She'll
raise my kid
back.
And come back. Oh, prediction. BK's not going to be on the show long. He's going to get found out, obviously, about these two women. He might be able to stretch it out to the reunion.
Yeah. I feel like he'll have a stronger storyline than Sierra, though. I mean, Sierra has this, like, shooter situation, but really it's like, who is Sierra?
Yeah, and why? Why is Sierra?
Yeah.
There's something about her that's just uninteresting.
I mean, but that goes for a lot of people... On this whole entire season, too.
I know, but at least
it's
they got
like
something. She's
quantity
got...
over quality. And I'm like, how about we just give me one good storyline and like I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Instead of 50, like, meh, ones.
Well, you take out Jocelyn and they're scrambling right now. They're trying to find a new star. They made the fake Jocelyn, whatever her name is now. Arachancoya or whatever.
Estelita.
Arascompoyo. Yeah, but I don't think BK is going to be able to last very, very much long.
Well, they're trying to develop him a nice little storyline with the two women drop. Yeah,
which is...
But it's like, I don't really care that much.
We don't care.
Oh, she's friends with Sierra. Like, so isn't... Like, every woman has screwed Sierra over for a man.
And I don't know. Then you got this... She's a white girl coming on, loving hip-hop Atlanta, and she's got this, oh, I got receipts. I was like, oh, Lord, I don't want to see you. At all.
Please
stay
home.
Please don't come on the show. Kirk, baby mama returns. I predicted that. Told you she was going to be on the show. I think she needs to be on the show.
I do too.
Because Rashida and Kirk, you know, all that money they getting paid. We need something.
Love. Yeah.
They don't have a storyline really. We're literally trying to scramble to get Rashida a workout video. They don't have anything going on. We don't care about the store that Rashida owns. We have no idea about Diplo, D-Lo Records, what they're doing. They got no new artist. They need the baby mama to come back.
Yeah.
So, baby mama's
back.
She's
a young, fresh face.
Yeah. And she's cute. And it gives Rashida a little bit of beef.
A little beef.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Kirk could sit back and watch.
Do what you got to do for the bag.
What do you think is going to happen? Anything on you? Think
no,
about anything?
I mean, no. Just the scrappy thing. I think his big surprise is just the baby.
Yeah.
And what about the situation with the other scrap? Is Tiara going to find out that she's getting herself like all like waxed and ready probably and he's not even coming home? I'm sorry.
The fact that he's not coming home is, I think it's more of a detriment to all of those characters because... With him, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But without him, they all really have nothing to... Nothing, what else do they talk about?
Yeah, there's nothing in common. There's no
like, bye,
common
Tierra,
thread to create a storyline.
Bye, KK. Bye.
Bye, Tommy.
Yeah, sort well, of. Tommy's kind of tied in with... She's got friends now.
Yeah, she's in other storylines. But, you know, she's not... She hasn't been present, like, really... She's barely been on this season. Yeah, I guess that maybe that's why.
She damn near on house arrest, this woman.
Do they ever prevent you from being, like, on television if you have an open court case or something?
I'm sure you could probably have your lawyer say, this is your...
Your means, well-being.
Yeah, your well-being or whatever. So, your means of income. And so they'll maybe make an exception. But there's probably police escort from the set.
Yeah, right? Jeez. She has... Luckily for... Thank God for Erica, because now we always have security.
Mm. And to, I love, sure love that good. They showed us that Erica's coming back, like, with a vengeance. I can't wait. I miss you, Erica.
Yeah, how dare they do one episode without her? Mm. She actually is, like, one of my favorite... I don't know if it's because I think she's the prettiest or
they
what.
They need her. She is the prettiest. And they need her.
but
you want the show to get a little prettier. You're like...
I hope that Tommy and Erica, like, hook up. No. I would love for that storyline. Because it would be so much drama.
I think that they... Okay.
And it would be a little hot. And, like, it would be all good.
I think they just should become really cool friends. Like, a tag team duo. And they should, because they're gonna raise the level of guys that come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So they should just be like homies and start dating.
Men,
not each other. Thank you.
Thanks
for
clarification. Okay, well that wraps us up. It was great working with you.
I got a pound for this one. All right,
double tag team in, but hopefully next week. Misconversation.
We'll be fully loaded.
Back. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'm Olivia Gabbery, aka The Real OG. You guys can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter, TheReal_O_G.
Yeah, and just so y'all know out there, all the fans, thoughts and prayers go out to DJ Richie Sky. Lost a family member this past week, so y'all lift him up and keep him in your prayers. If you want to find me on any social media site, you can just look up I Am Stefan. And I'll just appear like a magic leprechaun. But I'm black.
That was
though.
Weird. Okay, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.